Blog Talk Radio.
Of Purpose Broadcast, a ministry of New Season Church International. Ecclesiastes 3:1 states, "To everything there is a season and a time to every purpose under the heaven." We are your hosts, Pastors Jasper and Constance Whitehurst. Thank you for tuning in, and now let's begin our study in the all-sustaining Word of God.
Hallelujah. It's a season of power and prosperity. Yes, it is. It's a new season and it's coming to me. Or if you believe that, lift your hands and say,
it's a new season.
It's a new day.
Amen. Good evening, everyone, and welcome to the Seasons of Purpose radio broadcast. We are your hosts, Pastors Jasper and Constance Whitehurst, and we are excited about tonight's broadcast because, as those know that tune in often, on the fifth Monday of the month, which we don't have every Monday, but on the fifth Monday, we have what we call, praise God, our Thanksgiving and Testimony Service. It is a time where we gather together and brothers and sisters in the Lord share of the miracle working power of God in their lives, which we know as the Word of God tells us that they were won, hallelujah, by the word of the Lamb. They overcame by the word of the Lamb and the blood of their and the word of their testimony. They overcame. Let me get that scripture right here. Come on, Holy Spirit. They overcame by the blood of the Lamb and the word of their testimony. Hallelujah. So we just give God all the glory. We have four powerful men and women of God that are going to share with you tonight their stories of the goodness of God in their life. And these, oh my goodness, our sisters and brothers, praise God. I know each of these men and women, and they are powerful men and women of God that God has truly moved in their lives, and they are not ashamed of the gospel of Jesus Christ. And they came tonight to be able to share, to help, to be able to build up, to edify those that will hear their testimony. And that tonight, none other than Sister Yumika Taylor, praise God, Mother Pat Gallo, Pastor Victor Henderson, And Prophetess Cecile Cutchin will be sharing with you tonight of the goodness of God. But before we move into that portion of our broadcast, we're going to go ahead and welcome in the presence of God through ministry and through song. And then we will have a word of prayer. And the next voices, hallelujah, you will hear will be those of our guests tonight sharing their testimony. Praise God. Here is a song of praise. There will be glory after this. Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord, everybody. We got a message to encourage you and let you know that no matter what you're going through, there's still glory coming. And it's coming after this. Clap your hands. Come on.
Victory. There will be victory.
That God will turn it around.
God will turn it around.
hymn of praise. There will be glory after this. Oh, what an appropriate song for a testimony service, praise God. Because we know, yes, even though there may be difficulty, there may be trials, there may be tribulation, but we know no matter what, our God, hallelujah, is still in full control. And that's when God shows up and shows out. As the song says, God loves to move when it seems that all hope is lost, just so he can show up and show himself strong on our behalf. We give God all the praise and honor and glory. Join with me in a moment of prayer. Hallelujah, Lord. We thank you, Lord. We give you all the praise. We give you the glory. We give you the honor because we know you are, yes, Lord, a miracle working, mighty, faithful God. There is no other God but you, no other God like you. Hallelujah. Yes, Lord, we can look high, we can look low, and we will never find a God like you, Lord. You are the one and only true living God. We give you the praise. We thank you, Lord God, for all that you're doing in the lives of your people, Father. We thank you for our salvation through your Son, Jesus Christ. We thank you, Lord Jesus, for your precious shed blood that was shed at Calvary for our sins, that covers, soaks, and seals us, keeps us from all hurt, harm, and danger, Lord. Oh, yes, you do. We thank you for heavenly angels, Lord, that encamp round about us, Father. We thank you for every person that has tuned in to this broadcast tonight, Lord. May those that share their testimony encourage and bring edification to those that will hear. Because God is not a respecter of persons. For what he has done for one, indeed he will do for others as well. We give you all the glory, Lord God. Now, as we go forth tonight, Father, we thank you for your blessing. We thank you that your word will go forth. And as you promised, that it will never return void, but it will accomplish that for which it has been set and purpose to accomplish. We give you tonight all the praise, all the honor, and all the glory. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen, amen, and amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. We thank you, Lord, and we give you all the praise.
Yes, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Tea time.
Amen. Yes, tea time.
Yes,
time,
Lord,
for thanksgiving and testimony.
All
praise
right now,
God.
All right now.
Hallelujah. Well, the first person, hallelujah, that will share with you tonight is none other than my dear sister in Christ, Sister Yumika Taylor.
Yes,
Sister
yes,
Yumika,
yes.
Praise God.
Praise
Go
God.
Ahead and press 1 on your dial pad, and we will dispatch you into the studio.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Praise God. Praise God. Sister Yumika, can you hear me?
Hello. Yes, ma'am.
Hello. Amen.
Praise God.
We thank God for you and thank
Amen.
God for your willingness to share of the work, miracle working power of God in your life tonight.
Yes, yes.
Go right ahead, please.
All right. Thank you all for this opportunity as well. The scripture Amen. That I have for tonight is Proverbs 3:5-6. In the Lord with all your heart and lean not in your own understanding, in all your ways, submit to him, and he will make your path straight.
Amen.
So
Amen.
Yes, I'm going to start off with on June 28th, I went in for surgery. I had a procedure done, and I came home feeling, experienced more pain than usual. So as the days went by, I felt like something wasn't right. So I ended up having to go back to the doctor on July the 7th, which is a week right after the surgery, to find out I had an infection from the incision site. So they ended up giving me some pain medicine, and I had to follow up in a week, and I started feeling much, much better. So I was supposed to come back for a 6-week follow-up. So I went for my 6-week follow up on August the 9th. And I was really expecting, like, okay, everything is fine. You're healing fine. You're recovered. The restrictions are lifted. Has been lifted. You can go on as usual. But it didn't quite go as I expected it to go. At that appointment, mm-hmm. they ended up telling me that I needed 4 more weeks to heal. And they said that the mesh that should have covered up my skin did not fully cover it up. So I got part of a mesh sticking out through my skin. And so I left it a little discouraged. But I immediately got on the phone with my husband. He was able to really encourage me. And at that point, I began to really, really pray. And I began to ask God. And I said, God, when you told me all is well, so what is this, God? Because, you know, I talk to him and he talks back to me. So as I began to really pray and meditate on the word, God began to reveal to me his hand is still in the situation. So when he began to start showing me certain things, like he began to show me that I'm not in any pain or discomfort. If they hadn't told me that mesh was sticking out, I would have never known. So, again, mm-hmm. my hand is in a situation because you could be in pain. You could be in discomfort. Mm-hmm. You could be hurting. Mm-hmm. I felt no pain, mm-hmm. and I still feel no pain. So I thank God for that. Then he began to tell me, remember that prayer that you prayed to me a while back. I'm answering that prayer. And that prayer that I prayed a while back was for me and my husband to grow closer to each other. We had 5 kids. We both were working full-time jobs. I was a teacher, and that was very stressing. And my prayer was, God, to take us back to the beginning where we really, really had that love and excitement and passion for each other, you know, take us back to that moment, rejuvenate that love. And so God began to show me that during this time, I have been doing just that. Because during those 6 weeks, I began to reflect back to all the time we spent together talking and laughing. And he took such good care of me. I mean, waiting on me hand and feet. He covered cooking for the kids. He made sure that I had everything I need. And on top of working his own business in between all of that. So he juggled all of that. And it took me back to the why I married this man, why I love him so much. God began to start showing me all those things. And he began to remind me of all those things so that we, during these 6 weeks and even these 4 weeks, just the time and just the reconnection, that it has really rekindled our marriage and our relationship. So just to encourage you all that no matter what you are going through right now, always look for God in the midst of all things. What you think was meant to harm you or hurt you could be working for your good. And you could be, and it could be an answer to a prayer that you prayed. We might think it should work out one way, but God knows best. We got to just let him work it out the way that he knows best, because he knows best. So always have a God is good anyhow in your spirit, no matter what it look like, no matter what it feel like, no matter what the report may be. Still declare that the Lord is good and his hand is still on you and all is well in your situation. And so I know that when I go back to the doctor on September 13th, I already know that all is well because the Lord has been in the midst of this whole situation since the beginning of the surgery, since the beginning. His hand has been in it. And I will continue to trust him with all my heart and lean not to my own understanding, but in all my ways, I will submit to him, and he will make my path straight. Thank you all.
Yes. Praise God. Yes. What a powerful, powerful testimony.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Sister Yumika, she shared that testimony with us during our service, and
yes.
I was just so edified
blessed.
By that and blessed
yes.
by it
yes.
that I wanted her to come on and share it with our audience, because people need to hear. Sometimes it does not always turn out the way
mm-hmm.
that we think that it's going to turn out.
Yeah.
But when you are a child of God, as Sister Yumika said, and you keep always keeping all is well praise in your spirit, no matter what the situation might look like, when you are a child of God, God promises, it's his word, and he is faithful to his word,
Amen.
That all things, he is working all things together for the good of those that love him and are called according to his purpose. And the Lord then showed her as she reflected back on that prayer that she prayed,
mm-hmm.
even though through the midst of all of this, God was using this situation, as she shared,
mm-hmm.
to draw she and her husband
Amen.
Closer and closer together.
Yeah.
God is a faithful God. Oh, yes, he is. And as I said, he promises, oh, anything that the enemy might try to use for our destruction, oh, God will turn it around for our good and his glory every single time. Just continue to trust in him. And as my sister said, keep that all is well praise, hallelujah, for God will truly, truly come through for you.
Amen.
And we thank God. Thank you, Sister Yumika, so much for sharing that testimony. And we love you, and God bless you.
Won't he do it?
Oh, yes,
yes he will.
Oh, yes, he will. Over
Praise
and
God.
Over and over again.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Amen. Praise God. Well, next we're going to have a testimony by none other than Mother Pat Gallo.
Yes,
Mother Pat, praise God.
Amen.
Can you hear me, Mother Pat?
Yes, ma'am, I sure can.
Amen. Praise God. God bless you. We thank God for you. Go right ahead, please.
I was listening to the young lady's testimony, and it's so ironic. Is by praying. And so
Amen.
My testimony is by a prayer life. So the scripture
Amen.
That I'm using tonight is Luke, the 18th chapter, the first verse. And he spoke a parable unto them to this end, that man ought always to pray and not to faint. To be, I'm saying, being weak or feeble or exhausted. So we can't be feeble in our prayers. We can't be exhausted in our prayers, because God wants us to pray and not faint. So as she was
Amen.
Talking about, when she was praying, and she used that word, how she prayed to God, and he answered a prayer that she kind of forgot a little bit, and she reflected back. He brought it back to her memory. And so
my testimony
is I started my prayer life years and years ago through a prayer band. But we usually say the terminology, we always say prayer changes things. But I
mm-hmm.
want to turn this around a little bit. Prayer changed me. I'm going to say that right
now.
Prayer changed me. I was reflecting on my prayer life, and it was brought to my memory that when I first started out, I didn't know the Our Father prayer, you know, and didn't know the power that God had given us. And then when we was in filled with the Holy Spirit, things changed, okay? And so
mm-hmm.
being in the South, a little small town, we had a group of women. Now, I was, this has been about 40 years, okay, ago. And we were in this prayer band and had these little saintly ladies. And, honey, when they prayed, you can feel the power of God hit that room. up on you and everything else. So I was under there. I was the baby. I was the baby of the group. Let me put it like that. So I was under their wing and stuff as we went from house to house. And then they taught me about going to a nursing home and conducting church service in a nursing home and praying for one and another. But to continue to say about how prayer changed me, I got into reading. I had some good coaches like R.W. Shambaugh, Derek Prince, Dad Hagen. Amen. And they taught me in through their books, and a couple of them I was in their ministry, in their services. But they taught me a lot about prayer, that you have so much power given unto you through the word of God. And then when you get into your prayer closet or your prayer time, God is waiting to hear from you. A lot of times we don't get what we want because we're not asking. You see? Yes. And you say, you have not because you ask not. And when I started learning, all I have to do is just ask. I have to believe. I got to lean, like she was saying. Not on my own understanding, but lean on him. And he would direct my path and make everything clear for me. Oh, it was on. The devil had himself a good whipping, because I started learning how to pray. Pray the word of God. And don't get tired praying. And God changes things. He changes you within you. And then the circumstances around you, he changed. Now, my other part that I want to talk about is, you know, people are known by what they do, okay? Mm-hmm. So I always say this. My friends that know me, they know me by my life, what I do. And so my thing is, your life will preach your homegrown celebration. And they will tell you, oh, yeah, she was known. If you ask her to pray, she's going to pray. She'll drop that right then and there and pray. And another thing, she'll push that plate back, because then you know you're serious when you go on a prayer and a fasting time. And that's what they know me about, is prayer. So my thing is, my testimony is, I love to pray. I love God's word, that I remind him of his word. And then when I remind him of his word, I already got the answer. And that's the end of my testimony. Pray without a prayer.
Praise God. Praise God, Mother Pat. Thank you for sharing those powerful biblical principles that we all need to be reminded of. Oh, yes. Hallelujah. As we continue to walk this journey, there's nothing like having a powerful prayer life. That, and believe me, in this day and time, that's exactly what we need. You must, the word of God say, and men are always to pray. Oh, yes.
Oh, yes.
Hallelujah. Praise God.
Praise God. A-S-K. Ask, speak, and knock.
Oh, yes. Amen.
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 Praise God. Thank you so much, Mother
Pat.
God bless you. Thank you for that powerful testimony and those encouraging words.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. Well, next we will have Sharon, Pastor Victor Henderson.
Yes,
praise
Pastor
God.
Henderson.
Pastor Victor Henderson.
Amen.
We're going to go ahead and bring Pastor Henderson into the studio.
Yes.
Pastor Victor, can you hear us?
Yes, ma'am, I can hear you. Can you hear me?
Okay,
yes,
sir, we can. The microphone is yours. Go right ahead. God bless you tonight.
Yeah.
Well, praise God to everyone on the app tonight. Amen. I just give honor to God for all of you. Amen. I'm blessed tonight to be part of this fellowship tonight. And my scripture tonight that I want to use is Romans 8:28. For we know that all things for the good are them that love God and called according to his purpose. Amen.
Amen.
My testimony tonight is that I want to testify of goodness of God, of how he healed a man one night.
Mm-hmm.
It was some years ago, probably, I'm going to say seven, eight years ago. I received a phone call, and this guy that I know real close, he had a heart attack. And in the midst of him having a heart attack, this is like maybe the third heart attack that he may have had in his life. And when they called me, they called in all the family and everybody there. So when I got there to the hospital, and the doctor came out, he said, Mr. Tyson is gone. And I said to myself, I said, God, you said in your word, greater works we can do. I said, God, I believe you can heal this man. And so God spoke back to my spirit and said, do you really believe I can raise him up? I said, Lord, I believe you can do anything. And so God told me, said, well, go in and pray for this man. Go in there and pray. So I asked the doctor, could I come in now? He said, no, that won't be a good idea. I said, yes, sir. I said, God, I need to see him. I need to see him back. He said, well, come on back. I went on back there, and God told me to lay hands on his head, on his heart, and on his feet. And I prayed the prayer of faith. The Bible says, if any sick among you, call on the elders of the church, lay anointing with oil and lay hands on them. Amen. So I just did what the scripture said to do. And God spoke to me in the back of that room. He said, now, if you believe that I can raise this man up, now I need you to do one more thing. I need you to go out there and tell that family that the doctor just told him that he's gone. Now, you got to go back out there and tell him I said that he's going to leave. And he said, I want you to pray with him and build their faith. I said, okay, God. I said, I still believe you can do anything. So I went out there where the family was. And I told him, I said, family, I said, I'm going to tell y'all just what God told me to tell you. He told me to get y'all in the huddle and pray for you, that he going to raise John up. I said, now, if God don't do it, that means God that's between us and God. But God said he's going to raise him up, and I just believe what God said. So if anybody got any doubt, I want you to just get out of the circle now. And his son stepped back out the way. He said, I don't want to mess up nothing. And we began to pray and plead the blood of Jesus over that man's life. And about two ran back out there and said that it's a miracle, it's a miracle, it's a miracle. He's alive. We got to get him down to the intensive care. He's alive. The doctor couldn't even believe it. When the Spirit of God hit the building, it was like an earthquake hit the place. As the place got hit with the earthquake, the security began to come down there. They thought somebody had got to fight or whatever. But God had raised him up, and they had put him in a room. He began to write on his tablet. He said, did nobody do this but God? He said, I knew I was dead, but now I live. And God gave him time about another 2 or 3 months to get his life together, get back in church, and give his life to Christ. And he got saved. Yeah. He was sanctified and filled with the Holy Ghost before he left this world. And that's my testimony tonight. Amen. Yeah. Don't believe God is able. God is able to do anything but faith.
Yes, he is.
Amen.
Amen.
Oh, yes, he is.
Praise God. Thank God for the powerful victory. Him for that powerful word, powerful testimony. Thank God now. Thank God then. Thank God.
Yes.
Thank God, Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Yahweh, Jehovah, Elohim, same God Almighty is the same God today. Amen.
Yes.
Same God today. And
amen.
The power of prayer, the power of the blood of Christ, the power of God's holy divine word cannot fail. Amen. There's no failure in God, no failure in his word, praise God. And we thank God for the man of God bringing forth that powerful testimony.
Amen.
The Almighty God we serve.
Amen.
Amen.
The word of God tells us Pastor Victor was sharing that testimony.
Yes,
the word of God says, be it unto you according to your faith.
To your faith.
Be it unto you according to your faith.
Yes,
All you have to do is to believe, to believe, to believe, to believe, to believe. There is nothing that is impossible for our God to do.
Yes.
And as Pastor Victor was sharing, he said he told them as they began to pray, if there's one that have any doubt, if you don't believe, and thank God the young man stepped back. Mm-hmm. But guess what? As those came together, because the word of God also tells us, when there are but two gathered together, touching and agreeing upon anything in the Lord, it shall be done.
Amen.
And so God moved. Hallelujah. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus, on behalf of that family, on behalf of that man. And we give God all the praise, honor, and glory. Somebody needed to hear that testimony tonight.
Amen.
So praise God. We thank you, Pastor.
And there is power in divine agreement.
Oh, yes.
There is power in divine agreement. Amen. Of the saints, of the people of God. Amen. There is power in that.
Amen.
Power in agreement.
Amen.
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 Praise God.
For
they all agreed together on one accord.
Amen.
God.
Amen.
Yes.
Yes. Yes. Greater works. Greater works.
Yes,
greater works indeed. Shall you do, praise
Amen.
God.
Amen. Praise God.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And thank you, Pastor Victor, for your faithfulness.
Thank you, Pastor.
And going in and standing in the gap.
Amen.
Hallelujah. For that young man, that was such a blessing, praise God.
Yes.
We just give God all the praise. Thank you for sharing that powerful, powerful testimony.
Yes, sir. Yes.
Hallelujah. And next we're going to have Prophetess Cecile Cutchin. Prophetess Cecile Cutchin.
Yes.
Can you hear me, Prophetess Cecile?
Cecile.
Yes, ma'am.
Amen.
Yes,
praise God. We thank
God
for
you.
Go right ahead, please.
Amen.
Amen. I'm going to read a few scriptures. I'm going to read in Job about Job's second test. So Job 2:1 states, on another day, the angels came to present themselves before the Lord, and Satan also came with them to present himself before him. And the Lord said to Satan, where have you come from? Satan answered the Lord, from roaming through the earth and going back and forth in it. The Lord said to Satan, have you considered my servant Job? There is no one on the earth like him. He is blameless and upright, a man who fears God and shuns evil, and he still maintains his integrity. Though you incited me against him to ruin him without any reason. Skin for skin, Satan replied, a man will give all he has for his own life, but stretch out your hand and strike his flesh and bones. He will surely curse you to your face. The Lord said to Satan, very well then, he is in your hands, but you must spare his life. And that's my key scripture, but you must spare his life. So Satan went out from the presence of the Lord and afflicted Job with painful sores from the soles of his feet to the top of his head. Then Job took a piece of broken pottery and scraped himself with it as he sat among the ashes. His wife said unto him, are you still holding on to your integrity? Curse God and die. He replied, you are talking like a foolish woman. Shall we accept good from God and not trouble? And all this Job did not sin in what he said. Glory be to God. So my main scripture is number 6. The Lord said unto Satan, very well then, he is in your hands, but you must spare his life. My testimony is there have been many times that I have done things, especially younger, that I was not supposed to do, but God spared my life. Even in the scripture here where it says, have you tried my servant Job? It seems like the past few years, it's like I've gotten that. Have you tried my servant Cecilia? Have you tried my servant Cecilia? Have you tried my servant Cecilia? But to God be all the glory. I've said in each and every situation, I had a heart attack in 2020. I'm still here. COVID. Last year, I'm still here. I lost my job in 2020. I'm still here. I still have my apartment. I still have my SUV. I'm still here. Glory be to God. So that's my testimony. Have you tried my servant? My God, I don't know. Have you tried my servant? Hallelujah. Are you in a place where they can say, have you tried my servant? Have you tried my servant, Cecilia? Have you tried my servant, Pastor Jasper? Have you tried my servant, Pastor Constance? Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Try them and see. They will still be faithful. Still be faithful to God. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. So that's my testimony. I've been tried, but I'm still faithful. Hallelujah.
Amen. Praise God. Praise God. Praise God. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Praise God. Still faith. Praise God. Still faith. Hallelujah. That should be the testimony of every child of God because the word of God tells us we're going to go through trials and tribulations. We're going to go through difficulties in this world. We're going to go through difficulties in this life. Yes, they are going to come. But with those who are found faithful to the things of God, even when the enemy might come and might say, have you tried my servant? Oh, yeah, when I'm talking to God, say, tried my servant and put your name right there. Are you going to be found faithful?
Huh?
Are you going to be found faithful to the things of God? We can't, even in the midst, we can't of trials, we can't find ourselves growing weak and growing weary. We have to be able to stand strong in the word of God that is allowed, because even in the midst of our weariness, God will prove himself strong on our behalf. So therefore, your faith will allow you to continue to be spiritually strong. You might be weak in your body. That's not what I'm talking about. But God will allow you through your faith to rekindle and be spiritually strong so that you will be able to face whatever difficulty may come. Because you have to know that no matter what, God is standing right there by your side. Oh, yes, he can.
Yeah.
Carrying you through every situation and every circumstance. Oh, yes.
Yeah.
God bless you. Thank God for the word for the prophet here. Oh, man. Tried, tested, and true. Amen. Praise God.
Amen.
Even heartache and pain, sunshine and rain. Have you been tested, child of God? Have you been tested? You know how your joy been tested? Amen. Praise God. Now that you receive great joy from the Master. Amen. God give you greater peace when you're going through your time. God give you greater peace in your circumstances. Praise God. Tried, tested, and true to the word of Almighty God. Tried, tested, and true to my love. What you're going through, you believe and trust in God. Your faith should grow even more so because you trust in Him, not in yourself. Praise God. Trust in the living God. Trust in his living word and trust in his living power. Amen. Praise God for the woman of God tonight to get that powerful mighty testimony. Through it all, I still stand. Through it all, I still stand on the word of God. Amen. On his holy prophet, praise God. On his mighty acts he gives from day to day. Amen. Our almighty God, undefeated, praise God. He's undefeated, God. Amen. Amen. He's undefeated in your circumstances. He knows more about it than you do. Amen. Oh, wow, a testimony from the Lord God tonight, man. To stand.
Amen.
Stand our word.
Amen.
Praise God.
Amen.
Thank you, Father.
Yes, thank you. God bless you.
Thank you for that powerful testimony and sharing of God's word. Hallelujah. Well, we have about 15 minutes left in the broadcast. I thank God for Sister Yumika. We thank God for Sister Yumika and Mother Pat and Pastor Victor and Prophetess Cecile Cutchins. We're going to give the opportunity, if there is another that is on the line. We have our lines are full tonight, praise God.
Amen.
And we know that those of you that are listening have been edified by these powerful testimonies. But we also will give an opportunity for you to be able to share of the goodness of God in your life. So if there is anyone on our line tonight that would like to share of God's goodness in their life, simply go ahead and press 1 on your dial pad, and we will bring you into the studio. Is there one tonight, hallelujah, that we didn't have on the lineup, but we will go ahead and allow you to share your testimony.
And tell the goodness of God in your life, amen.
Yes, the elders used to say, if you can't tell it, let me tell it, because can't nobody tell it like I can. Praise God. Caller, your last 4 digits are 2793. Caller, your last 4 digits are 2793. Go right ahead, please. Just one, like, there we are. Go ahead, please. Hallelujah.
Hi, Pastor Content.
Hello. Who am I speaking with?
Hey. Alexis.
Hi, Alexis. Yeah. Praise God. We have Alexis on the line calling all the way from California
tonight.
Praise God.
Yeah.
Go right ahead, please.
So recently I have found out that I got a new job. So I'm excited to announce that after 8 years, finally quit Amazon. Through all the tribulations, God has, you know, he's blessed me, so I'm thankful.
Amen.
Praise God. Amen. Amen. Thank you for sharing that. Thank you for sharing that. Alexis, praise God. She and I have been talking for some time, and I just give God all the praise. She had desired to come away from her job, and she's calling tonight to share the testimony that she has come away from that job, and God has blessed her. Hallelujah. So we thank God. We thank God for the blessings of God in your life, and thank God for you having the courage to be able to come on this line tonight, praise God, and share of your testimony with others to help also to encourage them.
Thank you.
Yes, we thank God.
Thank God for you.
Thank God bless you. Is there another tonight? Hallelujah.
Amen.
Just simply press 1 on your dial pad. If you want to tell of the goodness of God in your life, we would love to hear it.
Yeah.
Praise God.
Don't let no rock cry out for you.
No, don't let any rocks cry out for you.
No.
Hallelujah. Amen, amen. Well, we thank God. Oh, God is such a good God. He's such a mighty, awesome God. We give him all the praise. And he is a God that continues to work miracle upon miracle upon miracle upon miracles in our life. Yes, and we don't take God's blessings for granted. Hallelujah. So we are supposed, the word of God tells us that we're supposed to tell of his goodness, tell of his glory. Oh, I had a scripture tonight that I wanted to share regarding that, and that was Psalm 66 and verse 16, which says, David is speaking. He says, come and hear, all ye that fear God, and I will declare what he has done for my soul. So we thank God for everyone that was on the line tonight, all of our those that shared their testimonies, is not ashamed of the gospel of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
They came and told of the goodness of God and what he has done for their soul. We give God all the praise.
Yes.
We're going to go ahead and close out, and Pastor Jasper's going to close us out in prayer tonight. But before we do, if you don't know Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior of your life, Romans 10:9-10 makes it very plain and simple. God's word shares that all you need to do is confess with your mouth and believe in your heart upon the Lord Jesus and believe that God has raised him from the dead. And if you just pray a simple prayer that says, Heavenly Father, I am a sinner. I ask you to come into my life, Lord Jesus, because I know you are the Son of the living God, that you came to this world, lived, died, and was resurrected for my sins. I ask you to come into my life and take charge of my life. Be Lord and Savior over my life for the rest of my life. And if you prayed but that simple prayer, hallelujah, we welcome you into the body of Christ tonight, into the kingdom of God. Your name, the book has been opened, and your name tonight has been written in the Lamb's Book of Life. We give God all the praise and all the honor and all the glory for you. Pastor Jasper.
Amen, amen. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, Lord, we praise your people on tonight, Lord. Thank you for your holy divine word on tonight, Father. Thank you for all your great, powerful testimony, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Our Heavenly Father, you still live. Jesus still lives. Amen. We thank God for his protection, his provision. Thank God for the joy of our salvation. Thank God for the peace that people in perfect peace with whom mind stay on thee, Lord. Lord, we thank you for your holy divine word that we learn to meditate on your word. Morning, day, and night, Father. We thank God for your power, your sustaining power in our life, for your rich and mercy, Father, for your love endure forever, Father, Lord. Oh, God, we thank God for your agape love, Father. We thank God for
Amen.
Your
Amen.
For being who you are, Father. We thank you, Lord, for looking at your children, looking at your people, looking at us as your chosen generation. Look at us as, for me and my house, me and my generation, we shall serve the Lord God Almighty, Lord. We praise your holy name. Bless your people, Lord. Bless them going in. Bless them going out, Father. Protect them from hurt, harm, and danger. Lord, thank you for your healing power in their life,
yes,
Father.
Lord.
And thank
yes,
God for the prayer life that continue to grow and increase, Father. They walk by faith and not by sight, Lord. We thank you for this opportunity to bring forth your word, Father, Lord, to share to the world. This gospel must be preached. This gospel must be known throughout the world, Father, Lord, that
yes.
Jesus still lives. Jesus
yes.
still saves his soul. For the kingdom of heaven, Father, Lord. And pray, Lord, that on tonight that people learn to seek you first, the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto thee, unto them, Lord. We praise your holy word. Bless them 10, 30, 40, 50, 60 fold, Lord. And they will continue on throughout their family, Lord, throughout their life, Father, serving you, Father. Pray for their faithfulness, Lord. We thank you for your faithfulness always, Father. Have your way, Lord. Let your will be done. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen.
Amen. Praise God. We thank everyone again for tuning in to the Seasons of Purpose Thanksgiving and Testimony broadcast tonight. We pray that the program has been a blessing to you, and go forth this week and have an awesomely blessed week.
Amen.
Sharing the good news of Jesus Christ with someone along your way. And to God be all the glory. We love you. Have a blessed week. God bless and good night.
Let me hear the worshipers. Where's all of my praise? I want everybody around the world to put your hands together, because all the praise belongs to God. Here we go.
Every praise
to our God.
closing phrase.
Just know that praise is bringing you out right now.